appear that quite a few of them are there.
Amen.
We sent my church when we were a little low in numbers. The most important people in the church is the ones that's here tonight.
That's right.
Amen. All right. You're lighting up just a little bit.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was not the one that put you in the ditch you're in.
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
We might meet at 9 in the morning and teach people how to say, amen. Boy, that's good.
Yeah, that's right.
Do we need to train a little bit?
Yeah.
Amen. Turn with me, if you would, tonight and go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. I appreciate Brother Jordan. He didn't have a clue what I was going to preach, but that first song he sung, was what I'm preaching on tonight. God's got a way of hooking those things up. Had a good day today, and trust y'all had a good day. We fixing to have to go back to the heat. I think y'all gonna get it back next week. Amen. About time it started turning pretty.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Look in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, and Paul was closing his book out, and he gives a lot of good advice in closing when he starts closing an epistle out. But he said in verse 8, well, rejoice evermore. That's good instructions.
Yes.
Pray without ceasing. That's good instructions. Quench not the spirit.
Yes,
that's good instructions. Despise not prophesying.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. What is that? That's preaching.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's what preaching does. Preaching is prophesying.
Mm-hmm.
He said, prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Not evil. You're to abstain from all appearance of evil.
Yes,
amen.
Sir.
If it looks bad, you're to get away from it.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah,
that's and that's good advice.
Yes,
but one I want to preach on tonight is verse 18. He said, in everything. Now, is that without exception? Well, I believe it to be.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen. Everything.
Yes, sir.
And am I there yet? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
And I doubt if you are either.
Yeah.
Amen. Everything.
Amen.
But if you are, praise the Lord, and may God bless you. I don't think I've reached that yet. There have been some things in my life I just could not get a good thank you, Lord, out. Certain events and certain things that happened in my life, I don't think I've still got around to thanking him. But in everything, give thanks.
Yes,
why is that? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Amen.
You know, if you want to be in the perfect will of God, if you would have the attitude of thanking God for everything,
Yes, sir. You
would be in his perfect will. See, God knows and we don't.
Yeah, amen.
You're right.
Amen,
sir.
God knows.
Amen.
And God makes no mistakes. And we belong to God, and he paid a price for us, and we're his.
Amen.
And he knows, and he might allow you one day to know why, but chances are he might not allow you to know why. But as we gather in heaven, maybe you would have the opportunity. I don't know much about heaven. Maybe you'd have the opportunity to ask him why.
Yep. Amen.
But God knows.
Amen.
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 And so in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So sometime when a young person pass on through maybe an illness or a sickness, God might have protected that person. See, God looks at death totally different than we do.
Right.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
Amen.
He views death totally.
Yes, sir.
In heaven, they're rejoicing over the death of a saint of
that's
God.
Right.
But down here, we're sad, and that's God's in that. God's with that. Amen. You're supposed to be sad. You're an emotional human being. That's how God made us. And it should break our heart, and events in your life should break your heart. Amen. But you need to have a thankful heart, and we're living in the most ungrateful generation of Christians that's ever been on the face of the earth.
Amen.
Amen. America is spoiled rotten.
Yep.
They're definitely spoiled rotten. And we're raising our children spoiled.
Amen.
Amen. You know, when my kids play ball when they were growing up, what's wrong with my mouth tonight? When they was growing up, I never allowed them to cry if they lost.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Somebody's got to cry. But they ain't going to cry. Somebody's got to lose. But, you know, it's a game.
Yeah.
If you could ever get in your life that what's the important thing and what's not the important thing, it ain't crying over losing a ball game.
You're right. Yeah. Amen.
God. Amen. And you need to be thankful that you got the health to play a ball game.
Yeah.
You need to be thankful that you got a place to play a ball game.
Amen.
You need to be thankful that you got parents that can buy you the equipment to play the ball game.
Yeah. Right.
Amen. 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 And enjoy the sport. Kind of like his plumber one time. He went to this rich man's house to do some plumbing, and he got through and started to leave. The rich man said, wait just a minute. He said, I understand you got about a 10-year-old boy, and I got some stuff I'd like to give you for him. And he come out. He had beautiful clothes and beautiful shoes and stuff like that. And the plumber said, my goodness, man, I can't take that. Don't you have a 10-year-old boy? He said, yeah, but he'll never wear out a pair of shoes because he can't walk. Amen? Amen? It could be worse than what it is.
Yes, sir. You're right.
No matter what you're going through the night, it could be worse.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It could be worse. Look with me in Luke 17 now, and I want to show you something over here. And preach on this thought, let me be the one to say thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Now, I don't know where you came from when God saved you, but where I came from, I have no problem saying thank you.
Yeah, right.
The life God got me out of, I have no problem saying thank you. Been saved 41 years, and I'm still saying thank you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I very seldom ever say any kind of prayer, any word that I don't thank God for saving me.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And it still amazes me that he saved me because I was on the road to destruction and I was on the road to destroying myself. Amen. Now, I can't say that I'd be dead if I hadn't got saved. That's up to God. But I sure wouldn't be standing here in this pulpit with a nice suit of clothes on. Amen. I probably wouldn't be driving what I'm driving. I probably wouldn't be living where I'm living.
You're right.
I probably wouldn't be married to the same woman for 51 years.
Yeah. God
help. Amen. Now, some of y'all need to nod your little pointed head because you wouldn't either. God salvaged you. God saved you. Yep. And God saved your life. And I've said so many times, he not only saved my soul, he saved my life.
That's right.
He saved my mind.
Yes.
He saved my emotions.
Thank you, Lord.
He saved my sanity. Amen. And so we need to be thankful Christians. And if you're getting thankful, you're always being the will of God. You might not ever cross it nowhere else, but you can cross it by being thankful. Thank God for your church. Thank God for the car you come in tonight. Thank God for the food we ate. Thank God for the bed you're going home laying down in tonight. Thank God for that air conditioner.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
Amen. And I like it about 60 degrees and two fans blowing. I do. And I like a fan in the wintertime. I have a fan running, won't even be blowing on me, but I like the humming noise. It's amazing how much humming noise will take outside noise out of it. Amen. And just lay up there, you know, and about 4 o'clock in the morning, you're so stiff you can't move. But especially older people, that cold air don't do much for your arthritis. And we have to get up about 2 hours before we get up. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Got to see if this leg still works and this one still works. And can you sit up? Can you walk? You know. And just be thankful.
Yeah, thank you.
Amen. So I want to show you some things here, if you would. Read with me, if you would, in Luke 17, verse 11. Bible says, and it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and of Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were leopards. Now notice here, which stood afar off.
Yeah.
That was what they was to do. That was according to Leviticus law. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. So that's about one out of every ten that are getting church. About one out of every ten will say thank you. About one out of every ten will turn out to do something for God.
Go ahead, brother.
Amen. That's the way the Bible set up those statistics like that. And about one out of every ten will end up doing something. And about one out of every ten will end up finishing this course that God has set before them. Amen. I don't know. And if you're here tonight, they don't tell how many people got saved around the time you did. And you're still in church where they're at.
You're right, brother. You're exactly right. God help us, brother.
Amen.
Amen.
If we'd have had all that been through through Gloryland Baptist Church in Birmingham, we'd have to have a stadium almost.
Yeah. God help us.
I can't even remember them all no more.
Right.
Amen? But I got a pretty good church there now.
Yeah.
And I got that one out of ten.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
But notice something about these lepers. And it's you'll know this by being in this church, that leprosy is a perfect type of sin in a person's life.
Amen.
Amen. And in the way of introduction here tonight, first of all, I'd like to say they were unclean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, prior to salvation, you was unclean.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not talking about dirty. I'm talking about you was unclean. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You hadn't been born again. Amen. All your righteousness was filthy, as filthy rags, the Bible tells us.
Yep.
You had no thought of God. You had no discernment of God. As a matter of fact, you probably didn't even hated God and used his name in vain. You probably even didn't like his people. If they knocked on your door, you was ugly to them. So you was unclean, just like that leper did. In Leviticus 13:45, and the leopard in whom the plague is, his clothes shall be rent, and his heart, his head bare, and he shall put a covering over his upper lip, and shall cry, unclean, unclean. So this leopard, when he'd come into the marketplace or people come around him, he was to put something over his upper lip. I think it would probably be like this and holler, unclean, unclean. Why? People wasn't supposed to get close to him. Is that not a sinner?
Yes, sir.
Would we have been better off if God would have told us to do that or made us do that? I was no help to nobody before God saved me.
You're right.
I was a hindrance to people before God saved me. Amen.
Right.
People say, well, I was a good old fella. I wasn't a good old fella.
God help us, brother.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, I didn't go around hurting people on purpose, but nobody fooled with me. Amen.
Yeah, right.
You keep it quiet, it'll stay quiet. You mess with me, I'm going to mess with you real bad. I'm going to mess with you three times worse than you mess with me. Amen. But we were unclean. We wasn't fit for nothing. Also, they were unwelcome.
Yeah.
In Leviticus 13:46, it said, all the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled, he is unclean. He shall dwell alone without the camp, shall his habitation be. Now you'll find here he was unclean, but he was also unwelcome. Why? Nobody wanted to have nothing to do with him. He was to live alone. He was to live separate from everybody else. Why? He had this disease called leprosy.
Yep. Amen.
You know what sin will do to you eventually? It will put you by yourself.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
It will separate you.
Amen.
It will destroy you to the point that nobody wants nothing to do with you, and you will end up, amen, alone by yourself, and your family won't have nothing to do with you. Your wife or husband won't have nothing to do with you. Your children won't have nothing to do with you because of the sin in your life. Perfect type of leprosy.
Amen.
It will separate you from your loved ones. It will separate you of anything from anything decent, anything, amen? And it'll eventually bring you down to the point to where all you'd like to do is just die. That's what leprosy, it gets so bad that they'd want to die. But one more thing about them, they was uncertain. So what are you talking about? They didn't know what was going to happen to them. They didn't know if they were going to live, die.
Right.
They didn't know if they were going to be mistreated. They didn't know if they were going to get a cure for it. They didn't know if Jesus Christ could help them.
Yeah.
They didn't know if they could be healed. They were just unclean.
Amen.
They was without hope, unable to heal themselves.
Amen.
Leprosy was a death sentence unless God done something. Sin, the wages of sin is death, is a death sentence unless God does something. Like Brother Jordan just sung, but God.
Yeah, amen.
You realize you come into this world dying?
Yeah.
You don't have to do nothing to come into this world to die. Everybody sitting in this building tonight is dying.
You're right. Amen.
You know what man's trying to do right now? Discover some way that we don't have to die. It ain't happening. Now they think that we could live on Mars. I tell you, Miss Meyer, this morning we was looking at the news and they talking about that. I said, well, if they live in there, I'm going to wave at them when I go by to heaven. Amen.
Yeah.
When God calls a bride up, I'm on. They ain't going to escape. You know what they're trying to do?
Yeah, go ahead.
They're trying to outdo God.
Yeah, amen.
That's what they're trying to do.
Amen.
They're trying to be smarter than God, but for professing themselves to be wise, they became his fools.
Yeah.
And that's what they are.
Amen.
Uncertainty. This they heard, and when they heard, and sinners unless God moves, and knowing this, they heard Jesus was passing by, in verse 12 here of Luke, and they met with him.
Mm-hmm.
Now they stood afar off, and I want to show you some things about this. If you're not thankful here tonight, and you say, well, I'm thankful, really, are you?
Yeah, amen.
Ladies, when's the last time you had to wash that sink of dishes, and you thank God for them?
Right.
There are a lot of God's people in this world that don't have a sink of dishes to wash. There are a lot of God's people in this world don't even have a sink and don't even have a dish. When's the last time you griped about that mess that your kids made? There are a lot of God's people in this world don't have a kid to make a mess.
You're right. God help us.
That's good
for you. Amen.
Verse 13, you'll see their cry. So what they said? And they lifted up their voice and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. Now this cry was done with the right spirit. It was earnest. Amen? Yeah. Bible says they lifted up their voice. They didn't say, hey, Jesus.
Yeah.
Over here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, could you come over here?
Yeah,
like y'all do when you come to church.
Yeah.
Reckon he noticed us?
Yeah.
How you say it? You call him. Jesus.
Yeah.
Boy, shouting got you to heaven. Every one of y'all go to hell except Brother Carpenter. Except Brother Carpenter. Amen. Man, get a little life about you. Thank God, man. You turned this building into a beautiful church. I was here when it was the other way. This is a beautiful place now. Is it not comfortable? Thank God for that. You say, well, I am thankful. Well, tell your mouth.
Amen.
Tell your mouth. You say, I'm happy. Tell your face.
Amen.
I'm going. Tell your feet and get to moving.
Thank you, Lord.
It was the right spirit. They lifted up their voice. Isaiah 55:6 says this, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near.
Yes,
they recognized him for who he was. They said, Jesus.
Yeah,
you know, that's where you're going to get some help when you call out to the right person. They didn't call the people with him. They didn't mention no name but one name, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. And look at his, he said, Master. They not only called his name, but they gave him honor that's due him.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
Amen.
When you go to him in prayer and when you got a need, you address him in a proper manner and say, hey, dude. Around Christmas, I think I was listening to this. I can't remember when it was, but I think it was around Christmas time, and the radio announcer announced him as he was a real cool dude.
Lord,
talking about our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. But then one of them old big liberal mega churches, that guy goes, he goes to Church of the Highlands over there.
Yeah.
Boy, it'd scare me to death to call, talk about my Lord that way. It would. It would scare me to death. He wasn't a cool dude. He was a son of God that came to save the world. People like that ain't saved. I don't care what you say.
Yeah. God help.
They're not saved. Buddy, when the Spirit of God gets in you, it don't gouge you to call Jesus a cool dude.
Amen.
Or he's awesome, or he's super. That's sissy talk.
Yeah, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Bible says he's wonderful.
Yeah, amen.
But it was with the right spirit, but not also it was with the right attitude.
Yeah.
They humble themselves. They ask for mercy. And when you ask for mercy, you know you don't deserve it.
Yes, sir.
That's why you need mercy.
That's right.
Mercy is undeserved love and grace and long-suffering.
Mm, right.
So if you just ask for mercy, you already admitted, I realize, God, I don't deserve this, but if you could give me a little, I sure would appreciate it.
Right.
Amen?
Amen.
You ever ask for mercy?
Yeah.
You ever pray for mercy?
Mm.
Amen? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Amen.
God having mercy. Boy, ain't it good God ain't give us what we deserve.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Ain't that good?
Well, amen.
Ain't that good that you can get on your knees and say, God, have mercy on me. Lord, I did mess up. God, I did make a mess out of it. Father, I know I brought shame and reproach to your name. And hey, God, would you have mercy on me?
Yeah, amen.
And you know what he'll do?
Yes, he will.
He'll have mercy on me.
Amen. Amen.
I'm glad we ain't living in the Old Testament.
Yeah, amen.
Boy, everybody in here would have knots on their heads. We still in the Old Testament. You'd have no stinking goat tied out there to offer for your sins, or a turtle dove, or an ox, or something.
Yeah.
Amen. We'd living under the Old Testament. We'd be here all night slaughtering animals. And everybody here would know what you've done because of the sacrifice you brought. And we got a good deal tonight. Then I admit, when the tabernacle was set up and the nation of Israel was camped around about it and they had to make those offerings, and I would imagine some folks were trying to sneak that old goat out in the middle of the night down to the priest, you know, and keep from his neighbor seeing, because, you know, everything represented a certain offering. And here he comes out about 2 o'clock in the morning with that goat in the back of his wagon. Everybody's asleep and all the lights is out, and that old goat starts blating.
Yeah.
And look out there, and there's Jones, Brother Jones. He's headed down to the tabernacle because he wants to be the first one down there in the morning, and nobody see his goat because they know what he's done.
Yeah.
Ain't it good we got a closet? Ain't it good that we got? Ain't it good that we can just go to the Lord in private and get on our knees and say, God, have mercy on me. God, I messed up. God, I made a mess out of things. God, I didn't get off track. And God, would you please have mercy on me?
Amen.
It was with the right attitude. But not only that, it was to the right person. Amen. People today pray to everything. Well, to God, whoever it is up there, for the big man upstairs, he is God.
Yes, amen.
He is the Almighty God.
Yes, amen.
Address him with respect.
Amen.
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 Come before his presence with respect. Now, they talk to the right person, Jesus. Acts 4:12, it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other under heaven given among men, whereby you must be saved.
Mm-hmm.
One more thing about this, out of this text, it was at the right time.
Mm.
Yeah.
You say, why that? Jesus was there.
Yeah, amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Would have done no good if he'd been in another city and they're going through all this motion right here.
That's right.
They sitting on the side of the road screaming, Jesus, have mercy on him. He's shooting 100 miles down the road doing something.
Yeah.
You know what happens to God's people today? A lot of times he'll come through and you won't do business with him.
Yeah.
He'll show up in his church and you won't let him help you.
Yeah.
Amen. When you've been praying, God help me, and when God comes to help you, you won't let him help you.
Yeah.
Due to pride, due to whatever reason it is.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
You need to get down to these altars here and let God help you.
Amen.
Bow your head in the pew. Turn around, and the way we done in old country church that I was raised in, they'd all turn around, kneel down, and pray on the pew right there.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
But let God help you. while Christ was present. Isaiah 55:6, I read that a while ago, but it says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." Amen. You know, when God comes by, even in your home, even in your personal life, at the workplace, wherever it's at the church house, in the Sunday school, when God comes by, in the old days, people would come up and they'd come to the altar right in the middle of the message.
That's right.
Now the preacher's got to get in the pulpit and bag them down. And plead with him, because he knows every situation going on in his congregation, and he knows certain people ought to be at this altar trying to get some help, because they drove him nuts last week. So why ain't they coming and praying? Why ain't they getting help while the Lord is here? Why ain't you letting God help you when God chose to bless this church in North Carolina when he could be doing a million things in a million other places, but he loves you enough that he sent his Holy Ghost of God here to minister to you, and you refuse to get up and let him minister to you? These lepers could have stood right there and died of leprosy, but they had an opportunity to cry out to the Lord as he passed by there, and that's exactly what they done. And it says in verse 12, but they stood afar off. Remember, Peter stood afar off?
Yes, he did.
But look at their cry. The right spirit, the right attitude, the right person at the right time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You going to get some help? You got to have the right spirit. You got to have the right attitude. You got to have the right person. And you got to have the right time.
Yeah, amen.
Well, God will help me anytime. Might not.
Amen.
My spirit should not always strive with man.
Amen.
I get saved anytime I want to. Might not. Except the Father which sent me draw him.
Yep.
Holy Ghost of God ain't dealing with you, you won't get saved.
Right.
Yeah,
the Holy Ghost of God ain't dealing with your heart, you won't get saved. I have a deathbed confession. You might not.
You're right.
You might get hurt in a car accident and never come to yourself.
Yeah, exactly right.
Amen. Then look at their cure in verse 14. They cry, but look at the cure. And when he saw them, he said unto them, "Go show yourself unto the priest." And it come to pass, as they went, they were cleansed. Now that's strange right there, by the way, and we'll get on that here in just a minute. Their command was to go.
Right.
Nothing would have ever happened, nothing would have ever changed if they didn't go.
Amen.
That's why so many of God's people confess salvation. They never do one thing. They never get involved. They never get up. They never get to church. They never read their Bible. They never win a soul to the Lord. Why? You might have got salvation, but God intends for us to go ye therefore in all the world. He intends us to get up and start moving.
Yes, sir.
Do you notice they wasn't healed till they started moving? They wasn't healed till they started obeying.
Right.
Look what it says there. And as they went, they were healed, cleansed. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
You know what will get you out of the sinning business, get you into the serving business? Is get busy.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Get to doing something.
Yeah, amen.
That's good.
Go out and win people on Saturday. They'll promise you to come in church on Sunday. You never see them. Did they get saved? Probably, could have. Did they ever do anything for God? No. No, you got to get moving. Nothing would have never changed if they had disobeyed. In the Bible, we find words that will make a difference in a person's life. One of them is come.
Yes, sir.
Now let us reason together, Isaiah 1:18. Another one is look unto me, and be ye saved, Isaiah 45:22. Another one is hear. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on me that sent me has everlasting life. Another one is receive. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And so this little word here, go, has a lot of significance to it.
That's good. That's good.
Amen.
Well, I don't feel saved. You know why? You ain't done nothing.
Yep.
You can make it to church once a week, and you say you're saved, but you don't feel saved. And every time the devil comes along, he can beat your brains out anytime he wants to. He can take you captive at his will.
Yeah, amen.
That's good.
But the command was to go. And the command was to obey by faith. Verse 14. Bible says as they went, they were cleansed. Many come before the Lord asking him to do something, and he does, but they never do nothing for the Lord. And salvation ain't you doing something for God. Salvation, God doing something for you.
Yeah,
amen. Amen. You sitting here tonight and you got saved a few years ago and you just having a hard time struggling. You realize a busy Christian hardly ever is down and out. You take a preacher that's rolling all the time. People, I'm 75. I'm supposed to be sitting somewhere and taking it easy. And people say, well, why don't you sit down? I don't do good sitting. I don't do good not doing something. I really don't. And I think what keeps me going and what keeps me up is doing what I'm doing.
Yes,
I'm back in the pastorate now, and I'm preaching about 25, 28 meetings a year and still pastoring. Last year, I slept in 33 beds. Amen? At 75 years old, I got 8 vertebrae fused in my upper back. Amen. I have a hard time walking now. I'm supposed to have that seen about. But you got to go. Last thing he said to the disciples is, go ye. You know, he could have said anything, but you know what he told them? Go ye therefore in all the world.
Yeah, amen.
Go. Go to your neighborhood. Go to your community. Go to your workplace.
Yep.
Go to your family.
Amen.
Go. Keep moving. Be active.
Amen.
But their care was he commanded them. But then look at their care.
Yeah.
Verse 15. And one of them, now that's sad right there.
Yes, it is.
That's a sad statement. How many were they? 10.
Yep.
How many come back? One.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad. I'm one of them that came back.
Yeah, amen.
Brother Jordan's one of them that came back.
Yeah, amen.
Brother Carpenter's one of them that came back. These two boys is one of them that came back.
Amen.
And probably everybody sitting in this church tonight is one of them that came back.
Yeah, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And to whom much is given, much is required.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't come back because God didn't have to forgive them for very much according to their standards.
Mm-hmm.
God got me on bottom.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
I had no righteousness.
Yes, sir.
I didn't have one good works to offer. I mean, not one.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
My cabinet, my cupboard was empty of good works.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
He said, you a sinner? I said, yes, I am. You need to get saved? Yes, I do.
Yeah.
You got anything you can bargain with? No, I don't.
No.
I'm at your mercy and your grace, and you got to save.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. But look at their care in verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice. Amen? With a loud voice. People say, well, how come y'all so loud down there at that church?
Yeah.
I've had people say, and people say, how come you preach so loud?
Yeah.
I want the devil to hear everything I got to say.
Well,
I preach loud.
Yeah,
amen? And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. That's when you come to the house of God and you've been born again, redeemed, washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to have a loud voice. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Boy, that was good singing.
Yes,
amen.
Amen. I don't believe that old boy come back and tiptoed up to our Jesus, to our Lord Jesus, and said, "Man, I really appreciate you healing me." That leopard had eaten me up. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
My family had deserted me, and I was living in a cave over there. And I sure appreciate you saving me. That's the way us Baptists do it, ain't it?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You're exactly right.
Little Baptist wave, you know.
Yeah.
If God saved you,
yeah, thank you, Lord.
cleansed you of that leprosy, restored your family, fixed your marriage. Amen. Give you your mind back.
Yes, sir.
Took you off all that old habit that you couldn't get victory over. Remember, you couldn't get victory over that drinking and that cigarette and that carousing and running and hanging out in the bars and the beer joints. Remember that? And God saved you. Amen. If there's a little lady here tonight had a husband like that and God saved him, why ain't you shouting it out?
Amen.
Why ain't you running the aisles?
Yeah.
Why ain't you thanking God that he comes home after payday and brings his money with him? Why ain't you thanking him that he don't show up 3 or 4 days at a time? Why ain't you thanking God that now he's home, he's a husband, he's a daddy, he's a provider for my family. I don't have to worry about him no more.
Yeah, he's good.
You wanted him saved, but you didn't quite want him that saved.
Yeah, you're right.
You didn't want him church house saved.
Yeah.
You just want him coming home saved.
Yeah.
Hey, man, we need to... I say this preaching, and I know it's probably ugly, but it'd do some of you ladies about live with a drunk about 5 years. It'd help you. Thank you, ma'am. I got one lady buried witness with me. Well, I wouldn't live with him. Yeah, you will. You love him. You live with him, put up with him, pray for him.
Yeah.
Amen. But it help you. It help you appreciate him. Boy, I got quiet right there.
Yes.
Thank
you, Lord. Yeah.
Mine lived with me 10 years. Sometimes not even knowing if I was still alive. Amen. Raised my 2 kids. I'd come in when I'd been beat all to pieces or motorcycle wreck or something like that, and she'd doctor me up, and I'd be gone again. But I bet you can sit here tonight and tell you it's worth every bit of it.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
It's good, brother.
Amen. I'd have took a ball bat and knocked my brains out if I had to put up with that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
See, when you live with someone like that, and I'm not proud of that by no means. Matter of fact, I'm ashamed of it. But when you live with someone like that for a little while and God gets a hold of them, you don't have a bit of problem with that loud voice down there. You don't have a bit of problem giving God a little glory and a little praise that peace has come to your home.
Amen.
Amen. But one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Look what else he done. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Now, I get to that in just a minute. I think they sent a little message right there. Only one of the 10 cared enough to turn around and come back and thank him. You know, I want to be that one.
Yeah, amen.
I want to be that one. Verse 15, you notice there that he gave him praise.
Yes, he did.
And he said with a loud voice, glorified. In other words, he had a shouting fit. Everyone in the village knew that Jesus had done to him.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, when you get saved, everybody in your community, everybody in your family, everybody at your workplace ought to know what Jesus had done for you. I got saved on a Sunday night. I went in Monday morning, had a Scofield hardback Bible under my arm somebody had given me, throwed it up on top of my toolbox, and brother, they was a change.
Amen.
In a year and a half, I won 19 co-workers.
Thank you, Lord.
And they'd circle around. I was a mechanic by trade. I had 3 stalls, and they'd circle way around my stall like I had leprosy. They wouldn't come through the stall.
Yeah.
Like he's scared of it.
Yeah.
But I won them to the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I could have went back in and said, hey, man, you know, I got saved yesterday.
Yeah.
Undercover Christians, you know.
Yeah.
CIA operation for God. You're a Christian, but nobody knows about it.
Yeah.
But they done praise, and then they done thanks, verse 16.
Yeah.
And fell down on his face at his feet. He was not ashamed to show his gratitude for what Jesus Christ had done for him. Notice the end of the verse, though, and said he was a Samaritan. You know, I got a feeling, it don't say that here, that them other 9 were Jews. Because God, for some reason, pointed out that this guy was a Samaritan.
That's right.
What it was a Samaritan. Samaritans were crossbreeds. Amen?
Yep.
When I say that, I didn't mean that ugly, but I get a mixed breed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Of course, if you cross them, you got a mixed breed. But anyway, when they pulled the Jews out and sent them to Nebuchadnezzar, took them, he restocked that country with other nationalities, and what Jews were left intermarried with them in Samaritans. So the Jews hated them.
Yeah. Yes.
Literally hated them.
Yeah.
And for some reason, Jesus Christ, and this Jew was more, this Samaritan was more thankful than those nine Jews who were high-minded.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
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 So he came back. The Jews hated the Samaritans. This man knew it. So he came back and gave God the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
The woman at the well said to Jesus, "How is it that thou hast been a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria?"
Yeah.
For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
Yeah, that's right.
So out of them 10 people, only one came back. And it was a down and outer, the low life, the one that everybody hated.
Yep. Thank you, Lord.
Remember, I think it was the illustration where Martha was washing Jesus' feet with her hair, her tears and her hair, and he got rebuked about it, and he said, "Well, if a man owed you one," I'm going to just kind of ad-lib this, "if a man owed you, say, $100 and paid you, or wanted to pay you and you forgive him, and one owed you $1,000 and wanted to pay you and you forgive him, who would be more thankful? The one with $1,000.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Samaritan was more thankful than the Jews. See, if you ain't careful, the Jew thinks they deserve it.
Yeah, right.
That's like a self-righteous person.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, amen.
Somebody got a lot of goodies and a lot of good works and been in church all their life. It's hard to get that person saved. You go out here and get the old down and outer.
Yep.
The old drunk that can't get the victory.
Amen.
The one that just can't get up for being knocked down.
Mm-hmm.
You knock on them doors or you meet them somewhere on the street and on the workplace, they'll listen to you way quicker than that old religious crowd will.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me be the one to say thank you.
Yeah, amen. Amen.
Tonight, do you have a thankful heart?
Amen.
Do you have a grateful heart?
Amen.
You need to get one. See, what happens, we get in this thing a little bit, and we get comfortable.
Yeah.
And really, we don't really, I mean, it ain't that we just, never mind God, it ain't what it is at all. But you really need to go back and think every once in a while. What God done for you, where God got you from, or possibly where you would be if God didn't save you. Amen? Where you'd be if God didn't save you.
Yeah.
I tell you one thing, and I done said it, I don't even believe I'd have, my health is pretty good, it ain't like it needs to be, but I'm, you know, but I sure wouldn't be in the shape I'm in tonight. God hadn't saved me. Amen? Could you just thank him for that? Could you not thank him for the good man of God that he sent here to be your pastor?
Amen.
Could you not thank him for the preacher's wife?
Amen.
Amen. Thank him for your beautiful church.
Amen.
Thank you for your mission program.
Yeah. Amen.
I live in a nice home.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have that if it wasn't for God.
Amen.
I didn't have the ability to do that. God done that. I drive a nice vehicle. My wife drives a nice vehicle. I didn't have the ability to do that. God done that.
Yeah.
So I have no trouble whatsoever saying thank you.
Yeah, amen.
Would you be the one to say thank you?
Amen.
Would you be the Samaritan that would come to Jesus and just say thank you? Quite a few families sitting in here tonight. When's the last time you thank God for your family? When's the last time you thank God for your wife or your husband? You got your children here. When's the last time you thank God for that?
Yeah.
We're losing our kids big time. Amen. You got a good godly wife that loves you and cares for you, and it matters whether or not you come home. Why don't you just say thank you? God give you something to do, a ministry, say thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we ask you, bless this invitation, Lord. And God, I thank you, Father. I thank you all the time for saving me and restoring me and restoring our marriage, Lord. And God, I thank you, Father, for the work you gave me to do, Lord. And I thank you, God, for you blessing it. You have blessed it tremendously, Lord. I thank you, God, that I'm where I'm at tonight doing what I'm doing. And Lord, I ask now you bless this invitation. Let hearts be mended and melded, Lord, and help people that's kindly backed away a little bit get back in full force, Lord. And God, we thank you tonight. I hope what I said was pleasing to you. In Jesus' name, amen.